Today on the Feast of St. Clair, we should first thank God for having given us the life and the example of this great daughter of St. Francis. It is remarkable that the two great founders are two of the most important religious orders in the Church, Francis and Dominic, both contemporaries, one in Italy, the other in Spain, while founding an order of men, made sure they also founded an order of women. The poor Clare lived out the spirit and rule of St. Francis as perfectly as it was humanly possible. It was especially in imitating Francis' understanding of poverty that Clare became his most faithful imitator. She understood in a way that shortly after Francis' death, many of his own Franciscans did not. The Franciscans, as we know, shortly after the death of Francis of Assisi, first had differences, then conflict, and then major divisions. The religious order with most divisions in it in the Catholic Church is the Franciscans. And the reason? Poverty. But Clare stood firm. She never wavered from Francis' original rules, many times modified, and I should say, modified, not there. Absolute, strictest poverty. What is most remarkable about Clare, however, is not her understanding and practice of poverty. No possessions by anyone in the community. No possessions by any community. Complete, total mendicancy. Living exclusively alone. In my conversation a few weeks ago with Father Heiser, who is my superior at the Congregation of Religious, we spent several hours together in Chicago. He told me that to this day, after 7 centuries, the poor Clare are observant, strict poverty, pardon me. The good poor Clare. You see, there are strict poor Clare and not so strict poor Clare. But more than the observance of poverty, what I think St. Clare can teach us is her motivation behind the practice of this poverty. As you read her writings, which are not extensive, you find there are three fundamental reasons why she herself practiced and fought total poverty. The first was to be like Christ. She never tired repeating, "My God was born in esteem. And my God died naked on the cross. I want to be like him. Her second reason was because she sensed instinctively that this is the way to cooperate with Christ in saving souls. You don't save souls through riches, that is material riches. It's only through poverty. And if there was any other way, God, who is all wise, would have found it. He didn't. And finally, it is through poverty, clear believers, that we are able to reach the heights of sanctity. Among the courses that I have taught is a 2-semester course on Franciscan spirituality, so as to summarize what I want to say briefly. Let me put these 3 words together that clear, holy, unite. Poverty, humility, and charity. Why does poverty lead to sanctity? Because poverty induces humility, and humility inspires charity. Why do people want to possess whatever it is? In order to foster their pride. Every chance I get, though I do a lot of flying in planes, my preference, I ride buses. What a difference in the treatment you get when you fly, or shall I say when you bus? Then for years I've been trying to go standby on planes. Saves some money, but also helps to teach me humility. I can't count the number of times I've been wrong. Not yet. And I was standing by. I knew there were plenty of seats left on the plane to be the last one to be allowed to go on. I need that. Nothing else for you to unite. Because poor people are united as well. And there's only one road to unite. And that, if you haven't been told, is humiliation. And humble people, you might almost say instinctively, love. I have yet to find a selfless, proud person. Makes sense, doesn't it? Claire's logic, therefore, which their church has canonized, is that in the degree to which we practice poverty, we shall foster humility. And without humility, don't talk about charity. that that's the base sin. To give both individually and collectively something of a deep, clear understanding of poverty. Because she has such a clear understanding of Jesus, who, though God, in order to redeem the world, couldn't have divested himself of more. Your community is safe and secure. You will do great things for God in the years to come on one condition. In God's name, stay poor. God loves the poor because he loves the humble. And it takes much humility to love as we should.